Doggy, after Friday and now today, what a turnaround in performance. It's a great achievement.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's we've been bagged a fair bit, you know, over the past sort of week, and maybe quite rightly. Mm. But I still strongly believe we actually played some good cricket. Mm. We just haven't played it for long enough. And today, we actually played it for the duration of the game. Mm. I thought Jonathan Trott's innings was world class. It wasn't an easy wicket by any stretch, you know. I mean, if you watch the game, you listen to the game, you know that it was very sluggish. It was horrible when you bowled a line and length at the top of the stumps. There was no pace to work with. You couldn't make angles and you couldn't hit through it because it was so slow. So the way that he played, and he actually got into his hit strap straight away and got into his batting straight away. But to give us a platform like he did, and to allow the likes of Tim Ambrose and Laurie Evans and Ricky Clark to come in and play cameos around him was exceptional, you know, and that's why I guess he's played so much for England. Exceptional player, and he played exceptionally well tonight.
When you started off, did you, with those conditions in mind, did you have an idea as to what a good score was? And I wonder if you ended up getting more than that.
Yeah, no, we didn't. And it was a case of, we knew it didn't look a very good wicket. It was an ugly looking pitch. We knew it would be very slow. We thought it would spin. We thought it would deteriorate. And kind of the difficult thing is you're playing the weather, which we knew there was some rain coming in, but we didn't know how much. And we knew that we're also trying to look at other games around the country because they were important to us as well, because the group's so tightly matched. So you're trying to balance all of this, but bottom line is you've got to try and win the game. And we thought by batting first, it gave us the best chance of winning the game on this pitch. There's no doubt that 280-odd was, I think 283 I think we got, was way more than what par was. And I think, again, what Trotty allowed was guys to bat around him and come in and play with freedom, with wickets in hand, actually from a pretty good starting position. I think when Laurie Evans came in, I think we were probably about 170 or somewhere around there. And he came in and allowed him to free himself up, which was brilliant. And, you know, to get 280 was always going to be a tough ask, but you just never know. And then when the rain came, the ball got wet and it started to skid on the surface and that sort of stuff. So the pitch actually changed. And it wasn't until it actually dried out a bit later on. And obviously we got Atik and Jeetan Patel back in the game. They bowled really well. To share 7 wickets and to bowl with the discipline and the control that they did was superb.
Oh, exciting to see players like Laurie and Atik with the ball taking their chance to really make a big contribution.
Absolutely. I mean, if I'm honest, that's what we've missed this year in 2020.
Sure.
You know, we've actually got into good positions and we've not had anybody to take the game to the next level, and that's exactly what we've missed. Mm. Tonight was outstanding. We've played good cricket for the entirety of the game. There was no stage there where we felt that we were behind the A ball. They bowled really well up front, but we knew that they were entitled to, you know, to be 20 off 10 overs, actually, you know, given the state of the pitch and given how they bowled, I thought was a pretty good effort from us. And it allowed us then to go and bat the next 40 overs with a slight platform. We still had to bat well, but, you know, we don't underestimate it was a turgid wicket. It was difficult to bat up front, and we didn't know what a good score was, but we didn't think it was going to get any better than what it was. So that's the balance.
And now you're back here for what is a really exciting championship game on Thursday, because there's still quite a bit left in the championship for whichever team wins this game.
Look, Mike, it's you know, we've had a shed of flack over the last week or 2 weeks. Mm. You know, some of it is justified, some of it is not, and I'll quite happily stand here and say it is unjustified. And you know, I do think, and I'll stick to my guns, you know, we have played some good cricket this year in all formats. Mm-hmm. Our problem is that in championship cricket, we've been scuppered a little bit by the weather. Yes. We have done. There is no doubting that. And in 2020 cricket, we've played well to a point and not managed to see it home to a conclusion. That's fact. Mm-hmm. So in crucial periods, we've played poorly. But that doesn't get away from the fact we've actually played some pretty good cricket. Do we deserve some flack? Of course, because we want to qualify for quarterfinals. Every game at the minute is an enormous game. Huge. We know what the run in 40 cricket looks like. You know, we're playing against all the teams around about us, and we always maintain it's not about how you start the season. As long as you're in touch with the opposition going into the last part of the season, then you've got every opportunity to win, because it's about how you play from that point in that allows you to either compete for the title or not. Now, we know that they're a good side. Yorkshire, definitely a very good side. They're back-to-back champions. You don't do that if you're not. Mm. We know we're going to have to be up our best. But you know, last three games we've played against these guys, we've actually competed pretty well. This year, certainly, at Edgbaston, we played the best cricket without a doubt. And had the rain not intervened, we probably would have got the better of the game. We're actually quite confident. We've not played red ball cricket for a long time. We've had a month of white ball cricket. You know, we're really looking forward to taking these guys on and actually standing toe-to-toe with them and pitting their skills against ours. We've got a few niggles, and that's not ideal. That's been not ideal all the way through this last month. You know, we've had to chop and change teams, and that's frustrating. Frustrating as hell, because you just start to get a good performance on your belt, and all of a sudden you've got to change the performers who performed for you the previous game. But, you know, we're quite confident with what we bring into this four-day game. Everyone's in the same position. Nobody's played any four-day cricket for a while, and we bring a couple of good performances into four-day cricket. So we're really looking forward to the 4 days beginning on Thursday.